Good to have you back here. As we talked about earlier in the program today, man, a lot of vitriol and angry comments from the left and from the bench yesterday during the Supreme Court arguments. I want you to cue up bite number 12, please, because I want you to hear from Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who, by the way, compared fetuses to people that have been injured and are brain dead following an accident, arguing about whether or not fetuses can feel pain, and actually having the temerity to argue that there's been no advancement in medicine in 50 years, that viability is the same as it's always been, and then suggesting that it's only about religion. Bite 12, cue that up and roll it, go.
How is your interest anything but a religious view? The issue of when life begins has been hotly debated by philosophers since the beginning of time. It's still debated in religions. So when you say this is the only right that takes away from the state the ability to protect the life, that's a religious view, isn't it? Because it assumes that a fetus is life at when? You're not drawing here. When do you suggest we begin that life?
Your Honor,
putting it aside from religion.
It's pretty clear that Sonia Sotomayor is completely hostile to having any discussion about Roe v. Wade or Casey or any of the other cases. My next guest, however, would like to weigh in a little bit. State Rep. Steve Kara here, member of the Michigan House of Representatives, representing District 59. Steve, good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be here. Steve, how are you?
I'm well, and I wanted to play that for anybody who missed it. I wanted them to hear and understand how antagonistic the three left-leaning justices on the Supreme Court were toward the arguments in favor of the Mississippi abortion law that would prevent abortion after 15 weeks of gestation. What do you make of what you heard and what's going on?
The fact that she's bringing religion into this is clear that she's, you know, off-kilter on the perspective here. The question is, they have their own DNA. They have a detectable heartbeat. They can suck their thumbs as early as 9 or 10 weeks in the womb. Now, a 15-week abortion ban helps get us closer to the ultimate goal of protecting life from the moment of conception. But this idea of whether or not it's a life, you suck your thumb for a sense of security. There is no question. This idea of viability mattering would make more sense if it was potential life in the womb, as if that's what Roe versus Wade operates as, if it's potential life in the womb. But we now know, because of scientific and medical advancements, that it is life. So this value that viability plays in the state interest calculation should be largely diminished, because we now know it is life. There's no question.
So your opinion is that, and I've had this conversation a lot recently. I think we end up at a place in America where nobody's happy. Somewhere in that 12 to 15 week range is what I've been saying for years now. And I think we're going to end up there. I am a pro-life individual. From where I stand, it's not a matter of whether or not abortion is murder. It's just a matter of whether or not you're okay with it. That's my point of view. All right? And I think that abortion is abhorrent. But I don't think you're going to outlaw abortion in this country completely ever. And I don't ever want to be the person in the position. I have no idea about the emotional pressure of being pregnant when you don't want to be. It's not an area that I would fully understand. I think I can accept that. So I think we end up in a place that 12 to 15 weeks will be the cutoff for abortions in America. And the pro-life people will not be happy. Those that are pro-abortion will not be happy. And I think that's where we end up. What do you think, Steve?
Well, it's not a matter of happiness for adults and their personal life pleasures and discretions. This is about protecting life and making sure that one individual is not having their rights infringed upon by another person. That's the proper role of government. And the question is it a life in the womb? Is it human? It certainly is life. It certainly is human. And it certainly is worthy of protection. I think this is a very, very simple case.
What do you think happens as far as the impact politically? Steve Carr here from Michigan's 59th district, House district. What do you think the impact is on the midterm elections 2022? Because I think that this case might have the ability to change the trajectory. I'm not sure because the economy is in such a bad place. Inflation is high and all these other problems that we face. And Republicans right now have clearly an upper hand. But does this have the ability to change the outcome of at least some races nationally or even statewide if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Mississippi and strikes down Roe v. Wade either in part or in whole? What do you think?
Well, this is a landmark decision. It certainly is going to be a huge topic of discussion. We don't know when they're going to make their decision. It could be January next year. It could be December next year. Is it going to come before the midterms or after? We don't know. But just like Brown versus Board of Education, we need to do to Roe versus Wade what Brown versus Board of Education did to Plessy versus Ferguson. Well, Plessy said that separate but equal and segregation was constitutional, and Brown versus Board of Education came and took the heart out of that. The year before Brown versus Board of Education, the Supreme Court was largely splintered on whether or not they should do it. And they got a new justice, and Brown versus Board of Education passed 9-0. And Amy Coney Barrett just came out of the court. Between her and Clarence Thomas, we have two strong pro-life heroes. And, you know, I led an amicus brief in support of this this 15-week abortion ban out of Mississippi. 320 state legislators signed on from around the nation. And we're saying that as state legislators, we should be able to protect life within our respective states. And Roe versus Wade's violating our ability to do that as state legislators.
And so you could end up, so that was one of the arguments discussed yesterday. You could end up, and I've been talking about it here as well, you could have a state that doesn't allow abortion at all. You could have states that have heartbeat laws, 6 weeks. You have states that are at 10, 15, 20 weeks, or some states that are unlimited, like New York and Virginia currently allowing abortion up to the moment of birth, which is absolutely abhorrent, but allowed under those laws. You could have that, and basically you could have abortion states where people flock there. It would become an industry, couldn't you?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, the federal government has overstepped so many things. I mean, killing's a state issue. This should be left to the state legislatures. Would I like, in my personal selfish view, to have abortion be outlawed nationwide? Absolutely, because it's taking of innocent human life. But this is a state issue, and we need to be able to have that ability as state legislators to protect life in our states.
All right. And well, Steve, I greatly appreciate it. Got to leave it right there, and I think this is a, you know, we didn't talk about abortion on this program for a number of years because it wasn't really up for debate. Now it is. It does divide people, but I'm glad we're having these conversations. Steve, thank you for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve Carr, a member of the Michigan House, District 59. Now you have a pretty good idea, a lot to talk about there, and a lot to talk about because the decision won't come out until June of 2022. I'll be right back on the Steve Gribbers Show.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.